From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Russia's denying war planes hit the Islamic State-held Syrian town Ashara in Deir ez-Zor province, in which the Syrian Observatory of Human Rights said 17 civilians were killed Monday. The Britain-based rights group said the strikes carried out either by Russian or Syrian aircraft killed 8 children, the death toll expected to rise. Meanwhile, Reuters reports U.S.-backed fighters of the Syrian Democratic Forces effectively surrounded the IS-held town of Manbij. U.S. Defense spokesman Peter Cook Monday expressed satisfaction with the week-old offensive.
We do see progress on the ground with regard to the forces that we're supporting taking the fight to ISIL. Progress geographically in terms of their approach to Manbij City. And again, we feel that operation is moving in a positive fashion.
The operation, if successful, would cut IS control of the last piece of territory along the Syrian-Turkish border, making it difficult for IS to receive recruits, weapons, and supplies. At least 2 people shot dead in the western Kenyan town Kisumu Monday in ongoing anti-government protests demanding the country's electoral commission be disbanded. Cyprian Awiti is a member of the opposition.
We feel very strongly that the mood in this country is very clear and loud, that the present IEBC is not the body that can be able to oversee a successful election in this country.
The nearly week-long protest began in April. 3 people were killed in western Kenya during the last round of demonstrations, May 23rd. The core and opposition coalition has demanded electoral reform ahead of next year's polls, including dissolution of the IEBC board, which the opposition says is biased in favor of the ruling Jubilee coalition. This is VOA News.